Inside a white barn, surrounded by corn and soybean fields, four calves are awaiting their afternoon feeding. Linda, Heather, Tara, and Yoon don't look any different from calves on neighboring farms, but about 1/3 of 1% of the genetic material, or DNA, in their cells is human. That may not seem like a lot, but it's about 500 times more foreign DNA than has ever been transferred into a cow.
Arguably, it's the most complex genetic manipulation ever accomplished.
Jim Robel is the lead scientist for Hematech, a small Sioux Falls biotechnology company that produced the calves. He explains that each calf carries a set of human genes that, when they're at work in our bodies, enable our immune systems to make antibodies against infections. To transfer those genes, Dr. Robel and his team had to overcome a major obstacle. Because antibody genes must respond to so many different diseases, they're very big. Most successful genetic modifications of plants and animals to date have involved transferring only small fragments of DNA. Hematech scientists, together with their collaborators at a Japanese pharmaceutical company, had to find a way of inserting these giant genes, and they took a lesson from nature. Cells store genetic material in packages called chromosomes, so Dr. Robel's team created an artificial chromosome consisting of the antibody genes and some genetic packaging material.
So all of those are contained within this small chromosome fragment, all of the essentials to have the chromosome carried on through cell division. And the cell goes merrily on its way without any interruption or knowing that this added piece of DNA is there.
And it worked. The scientific journal Nature Biotechnology has published the research. Cow cells normally have 60 chromosomes. Hematech's calves have 61. And that 61st is busy churning out human antibodies that are circulating in the calf's blood. Here in Hematech's cloning laboratory, technicians are preparing to make identical copies of these calves so they don't have to go through the tricky and costly manipulation for each animal. Eventually, the company hopes to produce thousands of such cows. There are still other scientific hurdles ahead, and the first medical product could be a decade away, but Jim Robel believes the research is finally yielding practical benefits.
Effectively, I've been working on this project for 20 years. I've always been interested in seeing something of practical use come out of all of this effort. So I feel that finally we're getting to an end product, something that can actually be produced, put on the market, help people, be injected into patients, treat patients, cure patients of various diseases.
While Hematech plans to use the artificial chromosome to make human medicines, scientists elsewhere are dreaming up other ways to use the technology.
This experiment is a technical tour de force.
Bob Wall has reviewed the research. He's a genetic engineer for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says now scientists can start manipulating biological traits that are influenced by multiple genes, as most are. For instance, he thinks it would take about 6 genes to give dairy cows resistance to a disease that hinders milk production.
By being able to use an artificial chromosome, as this project did, we'll have a better chance of having it work right the first time we try it. One gene at a time, which is the technology that we had before this publication, wouldn't really get you there.
Meanwhile, Hematech's calves are busy munching away at the feeding trough, unaware that they're paving the way for bigger and more powerful genetic manipulations. For Main Street, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls, South